Hi, I'm Warren Marr. I went to Stanford University where I majored in electrical engineering and graduated in 2012. The title of my thesis is Probing the Atomic Limit of Forces and Engineered Electronic Structure with Single Molecules. So what does that mean? It means I move atoms around to make new materials. If you think about all the materials around you, they're made up of different atoms arranged in some specific structure. For instance, diamonds and graphite that's in your pencil are both made out of carbon, but they have vastly different properties. So we can give materials different properties by controlling their geometry. In my research, I used the scanning tunneling microscope to move individual molecules around to make new materials. So in 2010, the Nobel Prize in Physics was given for the discovery of graphene, a material with special properties. And these special properties arise from the way the atoms are arranged. So the carbon atoms in graphene are arranged in a honeycomb lattice. Electrons will move along the carbon-carbon bonds of the graphene. So the electrical properties of material are determined by where the electrons are. So in my research, I use copper and carbon monoxide to make a material with the same electrical properties as graphene. If you have copper, you can think of it as a sea of electrons. And when I put carbon monoxide molecules on copper, each of those molecules repel electrons. By arranging the molecules, the carbon monoxide molecules, on the surface of copper with the microscope, I can repel the electrons of copper into a honeycomb structure, just like graphene. My honeycomb lattice of electrons has the same electrical properties as graphene. So this is in the first step of making new materials with new properties at the atomic level. So you can imagine taking what we have and, you know, applying more tricks to make a material that can do things that normal graphene can't. I would like to acknowledge Wanhee Ko and Kenjiro Gomes, as well as my advisor, Harry Manoharan, and the NDSEG Fellowship. Thank you.